extract.
Live. Take control of the airwaves here, toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll free line. Joining you tonight in the studio here, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, where all the features are free. So enjoy those. Johnny Ray does have a couple of games of the week this week, and some, I guess, an issue surrounding one of those games. We'll get into that when we get a chance. Your calls come first. Also on the way here, apparently the South is freaking out. They got a little bit of a cold blast down there today, and people...
Oh, I didn't know that.
They don't know how to handle that stuff. When frozen water falls from the sky in the South, people don't know what to do. So maybe you're down there and you want to tell us what it's like. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Also, 855-450-3733, and Skype us at Skype username lrn.fm, which is... we've actually got a call hold on Skype, but first we're going to go to Eric. He's listening in South Lake Tahoe, California, to lrn.fm. Hello, Eric.
Hi, how you guys doing today?
Hey, what's great on your mind, Eric?
Oh, I just got out of court today, traffic court. It was my first time in about 20 years. It's really changed. I was just wondering your observation on if the police officer is testifying and he's bringing up something irrelevant. Looks like I'd had I couldn't object to it.
You were not allowed to object, you're saying? What was he bringing up?
Well, but I moved to South Lake Tahoe about 6 months ago when we were parked out in front of Denny's in our RV, and I went inside to get some, order food. My wife was getting ready with my 3-year-old daughter, and she calls me in the restaurant and said, the police are there. And I came out, and the cop walked around. I said, good morning, officer. Well, how can I help you? And he walked right up to my face, and I stepped back, put my hands up, and he was really irate. And so I asked for a supervisor to come. As soon as they came and settled down, and I showed him my ID, and they let us go. But my wife told me that he was pounding on the door, telling her that she's breaking the law by camping there. He was yelling at her and my daughter. My daughter's pointing up at him saying, stop talking, 3-year-old. And about a few weeks after that, I saw the cop again. I said, oh, you're the cop that likes to scream at mothers and kids. Well, I'm driving a taxi now, mm-hmm. and I was parked in this turning lane where all the cabs park at night. And a cop came up to me and drove up on the other side of the street and said, you can't park there. You're blocking traffic. You have to move it. But I moved. I came back around about 5 minutes later, and him and another cop were parked at that same place, and they were talking. I couldn't help myself. I rolled down the window and said, oh, excuse me, you can't park there. You're blocking traffic. You have to move it. Well, he ordered me to stop, and then he gave me a ticket. And then
for what?
I noticed he gave me a ticket for parking there. Same place they were parked. So then I noticed that one of the cops that stopped me with him, the deputy and the police officer was the same guy that had yelled at my wife and kids. And I said, oh, Weber, the guy that yells at mothers and kids. And, you know, and then I was, like, just pissed off. And I called him names, whatever, everything. So we get into the court, and this is the first thing the cop brings up. And I said, excuse me, Honor, relevant.
What was it that he brought up that you called him names?
Yeah, 3 months okay. before. 3 months before.
Gotcha.
Situation.
Yep, that is totally irrelevant. I agree.
Anyway, it had nothing to do with ticket. But I got in trouble with the court, and the bailiff was this evil-looking lady with bow-legged, and she's, like, putting her hand in front of me, stop, stop, I can't object. And then when it got for my turn to talk, well, and plus they lied. They said when I pulled up, it was my turn.
Yeah, unfortunately, our board operator just dumped you on that one, Eric. You called him an a-hole.
Yes,
is what you did.
Yes.
Go ahead with what you were saying there.
Yes. So,
So they reimagined the sequence of events, said that they ticketed you or pulled you over because you were hurling obscenities.
That's what they said, and I gasped, and I looked back at my wife, and that's when they're all pissed in the courtroom because I did that, and the judge said something about my attitude. Then finally, it came for me to talk, and he was looking up the code about parking there, if it was a moving violation or not. And I said, "Can I get some water, John? I'm going to go get some water." And I noticed my wife and kid are outside the courtroom now. And I said, "Well, I need my wife for a witness because he just brought up this thing that happened, you know, several months ago." She said, "Oh, you're not going in the courtroom. She's not going in the courtroom after that." I said, "Oh, I can't have witnesses in my own court case." So when I started talking about it, I wanted to bring up what he brought up about 3 months ago. The judge told me it's not relevant. And I said, "Your Honor, he just opened it up for me to comment on it." So he allowed it. And then, you know, a little bit later, the judge said, "You know, you have no business. What the police are doing is not your business." That's what he said.
Wow, man. You got railroaded. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. And I'm curious, you're in California, and it's my understanding there are court costs there in California. What did this cost you to take this ticket to court?
Yeah. That's the big thing. It was $1,089.
Say
and
what?
I even had $1,089 for parking in a turning lane that's a bus.
Now, what was the amount on the ticket originally before you went to court?
$1,089. He reduced it to $545. But, you know, it's crazy. $1,000 for parking?
Yeah, I'm bewildered by this. Now, wait, they didn't add in court costs on top of that?
No, but I had two videos I brought with me to court showing the police parked on the sidewalk, walk right where the cabs are parked. So there's three cabs parked right where I was after this happened. I got two videos on two separate nights. And I even walked up to one of the cops that night and filmed his license plate and just showed the cops don't care if you're parked there. After I turned off the video, the cop was telling me, "You know, I think we need to have a cab stand out here because people come out of the casinos and they have nowhere to go."
Hmm.
And he said he even sent an email to the city council suggesting that. He was a really cool cop, you know. But I brought up this up to the judge and he's like, "Well, you know, you're guilty, and that's it." And so when I was leaving the courtroom, the cops were in front of me, and I just said, "Kangaroo court," to them. I didn't yell it out. I just said, "Kangaroo court."
Mm-hmm.
The evil bailiff hurries up and gets on her microphone and says, we need somebody down here. Fast, fast. We need somebody down here." They escorted me out. Okay? So they're escorting me out. He gives me a little push out, and then I see the cops standing right there. And then I look back to bailiff. He says, "Keep moving." And I said, "I'm waiting for my wife and kid." He said, "I don't give a F, you know, F, right?"
Mm-hmm.
And then I look over at the other cops. They say, "See, yelling obscenities. That's what you lied about that in court. Now you guys are, you're all the same." I said, "You lied to the judge. You committed perjury." And then later my wife, she came out and she said, "They escorted me out too," even though my wife didn't say a word the entire time. And it's just crazy. I came back from Europe. And now we stayed in the corrupt courts, and oh my gosh!
Yeah, you got to get out of California. I mean, things are really bad there. They're not great in New Hampshire, but they're better in New Hampshire. I've never heard of a $1,000 fine for any kind of parking violation here. That's absolutely ridiculous. Johnny Ray was actually in court today, and we're going to hear about what happened to him. But Eric, I'm sorry to hear your story, and that's about all I can do is empathize with you.
Yeah, does that sound like the behavior of a... Go ahead, Eric.
I moved out there for the Free State Project, and we met, and I came over to your guys' place, and everything. It was great.
Oh, this must be Eric from the Ukraine, or Ukraine.
Yeah.
So, why did you leave again? I forget.
Everybody was hiring $20 hours a week, and I couldn't, you know, I just couldn't afford it, and then I got a job offer over here, so that's why I came out.
Sure, that's understandable.
You really loved it over there. You guys are great.
Well, thanks for the call, Eric. Good luck out there. And I know a lot of people, you know, they obviously make it work here. So it can be hard to get your footing, I guess, when you make a move somewhere. And, you know, maybe you don't have the kind of job selection you wanted right out the gate. But a lot of people are able to stick it out and find something better a little bit down the line.
Yeah.
855, 453. New Hampshire is the best economy in the Northeast, from what I understand. So there is work. Maybe he should have gone to Manchester or someplace like that.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book. And it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. You can bring up what you want right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. With you tonight, it's Ian. Oh, hey, Johnny Ray, I should turn your mic on. That would help, huh?
It's Ian and Johnny Ray.
Yes, indeed. Of course, we'll take your calls about whatever you want. Also, you can join us on over on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us in that way. In fact, the Free State Project is one of the sponsors of this program, and if you're sick and tired of having the police state growing, well, come to the one place in the country that has rejected the license plate scanners. Apparently, all the other 49 states either have these devices in place or they're coming very, very soon, because it's all been done, you know, in the various different legislatures around the country where the police are getting license plate scanning devices for their cruisers and for the sides of the road. And, of course, these are just wholesale scanning all the plates that pass by these devices and, you know, looking for people that are that have tickets that are unpaid and warrants out for them, even if they are peaceful people who have never harmed anybody else. Just, of course, massive tracking going on. New Hampshire actually rejected that. The New Hampshire legislature, I think it was 2 weeks ago now, essentially kicked that one back in the police's face, so that won't be happening here in New Hampshire.
That's fantastic. Another feather in the cap for New Hampshire.
It really is, and I realized that our last caller, he said that he had actually moved out here, and I did recall him moving here when he mentioned who he was, and unfortunately he said it didn't work out for him. He wasn't able to find the kind of work that he was looking for and found a better job out in California. And, you know, you got to do what's right for you, but 1,500 people are here now as part of the Free State Project, so all of them were able to find work. It's certainly possible to find work here in New Hampshire, although that first job may not be the ideal job that you're looking for. If you are a professional with a specific sort of training and you want to get a job in a very specific industry, that may be a tricky thing to pull off right out the gate. You may have to look a little bit harder, maybe in advance, before moving to transfer into the kind of job that you want. But obviously, a lot of people are able to make it work here, and I encourage you to do your best, because to me, it's worth the effort to be around hundreds and then soon what will be thousands of other people who actually care about freedom and who are willing to do something about it, who are willing to stand up in court like Eric did in California, except if you do it in New Hampshire, the penalties aren't nearly as bad, at least in traffic cases and things like that. I mean, he was facing a $1,000 fine for a parking ticket. The Free State Project, you can go to their website, freestateproject.org, and check out the Liberty Forum. It's coming up here in a matter of weeks, nhlibertyforum.com. You can go to that website, get your tickets now. The hotel is sold out, so at this point, if you want to attend, you'll have to stay in a hotel down the road or try to find a room share. There is a Liberty Forum group on Facebook, and I believe a forum on the Free State Project forum at forum.freestateproject.org. Those are some ways that you might be able to find somebody to crash with. But it's going to be a great event. I mean, the hotel's already sold out. There's going to be hundreds of people who care about freedom and who are willing to do something about it, who will all be here at the Liberty Forum at the Crown Plaza Hotel. Again, we're about just over 3.5 weeks out from this event, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the event. There'll be dozens of great speakers, something around 60, I believe, speakers will be at this event. Folks like Naomi Wolf, Jeffrey Tucker, Jim Bovard, Cody Wilson, and even Patrick Byrne from the Overstock.com. is one of the more recently announced speakers at nhlibertyforum.com, February 20th through the 23rd. We'll look forward to seeing you there.
So Overstock having a lot of success after their decision to accept Bitcoin, and Tiger Direct right on their heels.
That's
making,
right.
Making a lot of money with that.
Who is next is really the ultimate question. Which major company online sales or even maybe in real life will begin accepting Bitcoin?
Good question.
Time will tell. And we're going to go to the phones here. In this case, actually going to Skype, where the Pizza Dude is on the line from North Dakota. Pizza Dude, you're on Free Talk Live.
So I have a story that has everything people want. It's got a recurring character. It's got lesbians. It has the cops. It has Japanese schoolgirls. I figured I'd call in and share.
Okay, go for it.
Go for it.
So my mother just broke up with her long-term partner of 15 years, and it was pretty messy. And now in a way to get back to her. I don't know. She's threatening to call the police and allege that I have been abusing my wife. Of course, this is nonsense. But
just to clarify, this is the partner of your mother.
Your mother, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, my mother came out as a lesbian when I was about 5 or 6 years old.
She's now claiming that you're abusing your wife.
Yes. Okay. Yep. That's exactly what she's threatening to do. And I guess I was curious, exposed. I listen to Free Talk Live a lot, and I'm just naturally paranoid about the police.
Sure.
I mean, are they going to come to my door if I don't let them in, but they've heard that there's domestic violence going on? Are they going to knock down the door? Are they going to kill my dog? I mean, I don't know.
Excellent question. I don't know what you could expect either, but I would guess the best thing to do is to not answer the door if you're concerned about what the police might do. Of course, have a video camera ready. You never know what's going to happen. Certainly, if they come barging in, you're going to want to record something like that transpiring. I've never been involved in a situation like that.
No, I bet they would. Probably
knock
they would
the
get,
door?
Yeah, probably they would get a warrant first, but I get the feeling that the police take very seriously their role in the protection of all the women in town. You know, they really relish the idea that they're guardians of all the battered women.
Now, from what you know, she's threatened to do this or has actually gone and done it?
She's threatened to do it. She wants my wife to meet her for coffee. I don't know what's going on here. But,
what does your wife think of all this?
She doesn't want to go meet her. She's afraid of her. She's a scary 50-year-old lesbian woman. I mean, who's crazy enough to threaten the force of violence, calling the police. I mean, that's a scary woman. My wife has no interest in meeting her for coffee or elsewise, especially not if I'm not going to be there.
Well, I don't know how bad. I mean, obviously the police state's pretty bad, but I don't know if it's gotten to the point where a random phone call from a jealous ex-wife or ex-partner of somebody is going to be enough probable cause for them to kick in somebody's front door.
I don't know. I think if it's actually somebody claiming to be a victim of assault,
so that's
then
not
they
what
could
she's
do that.
Saying.
But yeah, that's
right.
Not what she's saying.
I think your wife would
need to get on board with it.
Right. So if your wife called from the home and said, "I'm being abused by my husband," that might give them the reason to come in. But in this case, this is just somebody who's from the outside, so I don't know about that. I don't think that would justify them busting in the door. But I could be completely wrong about that. I hope I'm not wrong.
Yeah, I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah, neither am I. And that's, it just got me thinking, just, you know, how exposed we are in this day and age. You know, anybody can call the cops at any time and say anything they want.
Well, it's certainly true that the cops can come over and knock on your door anytime they want to, and they may use this as the opportunity to do that, in which case you have no, as I understand it, no obligation to speak to them or to even answer the door. Either way, I'd have a video camera charged up and ready to roll on a moment's notice just in case. And I don't know if you have more pizza guy, but you're welcome to hang on. We'll bring it back if you like. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
New year, new website, new ways to protect your health and privacy. To thank you for our recent success, BlockItPocket.com is extending our holiday offers. See these new, get one free New Year deals only at BlockItPocket.com and only through January 31st. Enhance cell phone and wireless device safety and security with products that work from a family-owned American business. Call or click 888-315-9618 or BlockItPocket.com, your source for wireless protection and information.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned freeze-dry guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, bring up whatever you'd like here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on our site. We've got streams. You can tune in to Free Talk Live live, or you can tune in later. You can tune in anytime you want because our streams are there 24/7. You can go and enjoy it at freetalklive.com. Actually, go straight to listen.freetalklive.com, and you can get more than just our streams. You can get a list of over 140 great radio stations that air the show at various times throughout the week. We've also got our satellite listening options, including free-to-air satellite radio, meaning that you pay nothing per month. You buy the equipment once. It's very cheap. Affordable equipment, you install it, and you're good to go. So you can get us that way and also listen to all the other great LRN.FM shows through our satellite channel. Listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. There's also our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. Now, if you value your online privacy, you really need to get ProXPN. You can go right now to proxpn.com/FTL, download their app for free. There's a Windows version, a Macintosh version, iOS and Android version of the ProXPN app. If you've got Linux, there's a set of instructions that you can use to get Linux working. It's a little bit different, but it's not complicated at all. ProXPN.com/FTL. Now, again, I said it's free to start with. There is a free trial account, but it's limited in the amount of bandwidth that you can use. Now, ProXPN is a global virtual private network that actually encrypts all of your online data. So everything coming in and out of your computer is encrypted, meaning that it passes through your ISP, your Internet Service Provider, and they don't get to see what you're doing anymore. Right now, if you aren't using ProXPN, your ISP is probably logging everything you do. Every website you visit, every search term that you enter could be being logged for as long as 5 years. And that's, if you care about privacy, not something you want. Because the police come and they want to look at your logs from the ISP? The ISP is probably just going to hand them over. At the very least, they'll certainly hand them over if they've got a warrant. But ProXPN doesn't keep those logs. So that's one way ProXPN keeps you safe. They also protect your location because you choose with a premium account on ProXPN which ProXPN server you connect to, and that makes it appear to all the websites you visit as though you're in that location instead of where you actually are. So they protect your location, and they open up the internet in that if you're behind some sort of block, maybe you're at work or you're at school and there are certain websites you can't visit, certain terms you can't search for, well, if you're using ProXPN, there's no more restrictions. So proxpn.com/FTL. Go there, grab the app, and when you're ready to upgrade to the premium account, you can get 20% off for the lifetime of your account by using our discount code, which is FTL20. That's FTL and the number 20. Again, you get 20% off. It doesn't matter if you get the annual plan or the monthly plan. There's also a six-month plan. The difference is you get a cheaper price. If you go the annual plan, you get it down to $5 a month if you use code FTL20, or use Bitcoin to pay for the annual plan, and you'll save 33%. So proxpn.com/FTL. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You really have nothing to lose but your privacy.
If you want to have any kind of privacy in this world we live in today, Ian, you've got to be proactive. You can't just do everything the way you've always done it because everybody knows everything.
Absolutely. So take some steps. This is a simple one that you can do right now. proxpn.com/FTL, code FTL20 to save that 20%. We'll continue here. We will take your calls. The pizza dude did drop off the line. He's concerned about the situation with, I guess, an ex-girlfriend or ex-partner of his mom, who is now threatening to go to the police against him. I guess she doesn't like him, and claim that he's abusing his wife. Now, presuming he's not actually abusing his wife, if the police do come around and they do talk to the police, which, again, I don't think you have any obligation to do. I'm no attorney, but it's my understanding you don't have to answer the door if the police come around. But that said, presuming you're not beating your wife and the wife talks to the police, should be able to just put that one to bed, right? Because if the wife talks to the police and says, I'm fine, this lady's crazy, that'll be the end of that.
Sure, but you got to be very careful. I think the best advice is to go out of your way and try the hardest you can to not talk to the police at all because they're not there to help you.
I tend to agree with that, Johnny Ray, but every now and then you'll see a story about the police kicking in somebody's door if they don't talk to them.
Sure, I'll buy that. I knew, to illustrate my point, that you have to be careful what you say. I knew somebody who got into sort of a high emotion spat with his girlfriend, and she and her friends called the police and told the police that the girl was being harassed by her ex-boyfriend. The police came over to take a report, asked her if she'd ever, if the boyfriend had ever hurt her in some way physically, and she sort of sheepishly said yes, because he used to pull her hair while they were having sex, which was something that she had asked him to do, and she said that because she was giving him the cop the full story. Yes, he has actually done something to me, leaving out the part that it was consensual.
Oh man.
And that started a months-long nightmare for this guy. The girl was afraid to recant because the police were threatening her.
That's a false report to the police.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, that's a mess.
So you got to be careful.
I agree with you, Johnny Ray. It's generally the best idea to not talk to the police. On the other hand, I can understand why somebody would feel afraid and want to kind of talk to them to hope that it'll make things go away. But you're right. They can be very, very sneaky in the way they do things.
We can sit here behind these mics and talk about the best way to do something. Every situation is different. I remember somebody here in New Hampshire tried to have a conversation with a police officer through a closed window mm-hmm. of his automobile. And the police officer was infuriated by it. And by the account that I heard, it didn't help matters. You know, he was pulled over, mm-hmm. and he didn't want to roll the window down. He said, I can hear you, you can hear me, but in the end, the encounter was bad because he didn't roll the window down to talk to the police officer.
You never know when you're going to come across a rogue cop, and those guys will do whatever they want to do, and they'll break whatever they have to break, and they're very, very scary people.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, if you don't answer the door, the police can't really say they know for sure you're even home, ultimately. Uh-huh. I mean, unless you're walking around in front of open windows, if you've got the blinds closed and there's no silhouetting and that there's, you know, like a light in the corner of the room and you're standing in front of it, it might look like somebody's moving around in there. If they have no way to prove that you're in the house, then they really, I don't think they've got much of anything to go on.
Uh-huh.
Point. And even if they do know that you're in the house, they still can't really do anything about it because, as my understanding, there's no obligation to talk to them at all. You have no obligation. Even if you get pulled over, you don't have to talk to the police. All you have to do is show ID. You know, if you're in a state where there's a requirement for insurance, you have to show that too. But, you know, show registration, your driver's license, and insurance if that's a requirement. And you don't have to say anything when you do that. You can just hand them that information.
Mm-hmm. I'm always reminded when we talk about this of Barry Cooper and what he said, what he did when the police came to his front door. He would talk to them through the window, mm-hmm. and he would say, if you've got a warrant, then go ahead and bust the door down, but otherwise we don't have any business.
That's a good one. I mean, again, if you want to talk to them, that's a good idea. Talk to them through the window. If you really feel like you have to interact with them directly, there have been some people who've recommended going outside of the home and closing and locking the door behind you. But the closer you get to these guys, the more likely they are to do something to you. So if you become in their physical presence, they're more easily able to put you in handcuffs. If there's a locked door between you and the police, you're that much safer. And I agree with you, Johnny Ray, the Barry Cooper method is a pretty good one because if they have a warrant, they can bust that door in.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, let's continue on this legal land thread. Johnny Ray, you had a court hearing today.
Yes, I did.
And I was disappointed to hear about this because, you know, I like to go and record video of this stuff.
I know you do. I always disappoint you with these with my own court appearances because I just like to go in and lone wolf.
Why? Why do you like to go alone? Do you feel like it helps you? Do you feel like having the activists? Because you're here in New Hampshire, and if an activist in New Hampshire wants to have support, all they have to do is let somebody know.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you don't say something, we're not going to know.
The great strength of being in New Hampshire, one of the great strengths is that you've got people. People have your back. You can get a crowd
if
you ask for it.
But you didn't tell anybody.
No, the stakes were very low. I didn't.
So if there were low stakes, because one of the reasons why people don't want activists to show up is they feel like it's going to taint the judge's view of them. We'll be back with more here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We will take your calls about anything that you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
Of course, you're invited to our website. You can support Free Talk Live if you would like by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. The Free Talk Live amp program is a way for you to get behind the show for $5 a month. We'll take that in, invest it into Free Talk Live, and use it to get on more radio stations. We're on over 140 great stations now. We could be on 300, 400. 500 stations, but that takes money, it takes marketing, and that's part of what the AMP program is designed to do. In fact, what it's doing right now is it's paying Daryl, who's our Friday night co-host, paying him to do affiliate relations for Free Talk Live, which is what I do during the day. So we now have two people doing affiliate relations, meaning that we're calling radio stations. We call program directors basically for every morning and talk to these guys and introduce them to Free Talk Live and share the show with them and get them to listen and hopefully like the show and add us to their lineup. And it's been working.
Daryl was born for that job. I'd love to just come in and sit and listen to him call these people.
You're welcome, too. It's not that particularly interesting, but you're certainly welcome to come in here, Johnny Ray, and do that. It is great, and he has been doing a good job of it. So you can help us fund that because we got to pay him to do this. So you can help us with that. We're looking to raise $950 per month. We're at around $750 right now. We've actually taken a hit over the last couple weeks. It's been a tough beginning of the year. We really built it up. We went from zero to 750 in like 2 or 3 months, and then the last 3 weeks went from like zero to 950 in 2 or 3 months, and it's jumped down a little bit because we've lost a few people in the beginning of the new year. So really could use your help. The matching dollars are still available. So if you become a Free Talk Live amplifier today or tomorrow or whenever you get a chance, there are generous contributors out there who are putting up to $950 a month in matching contributions. So we've raised $700 a month. If we raise another $250 a month, then we'll be matched on all of that. We'll be matched on the $7, but it'd be nice to be matched on the $950. So please, you can help us with that. Become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. If you've been waiting, this is a great time to do it because of this AMP program matching that's going on. And if you want to do $10 a month, you can do that, or $25 a month, whatever the amount is you feel Free Talk Live is worth to you. You send that in, and then it's doubled. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference when you do that. And you get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. So, Johnny Ray, we just scratched the surface of your story. You went to court earlier today. You didn't tell anybody about this. We haven't even gotten into what happened in court. I want to get into that because I wasn't there, and normally I am there because usually when an activist goes to court, they'll inform the activist community here in New Hampshire because there are, as we mentioned earlier, the Free State Project chose New Hampshire as the destination. We've already got over 1,500 people that are here. Not all of them are in Keene. There's probably, you know, a few dozen folks in the Keene area. But there's usually enough people who maybe they work late or they just have the day off or whatever, that they could come out and help out to support somebody. Because it can be tough to go to court. I understand your old hat at it, Johnny Ray. You've gone more than once to court here. It's not like it wasn't your first time in court today.
Right.
So you felt comfortable going alone, I guess. Why did you decide you didn't want the activist there? Usually the most common reason is that the person believes that the activist presence will somehow hinder their ability to receive justice. And the last time one of the activists did this, he actually ended up getting screwed even harder than he would have normally, because had the video camera been in court, then the judge likely would have behaved better towards him. In the case of this individual, he actually got screwed harder. So why? What was your reasoning?
Well, it's something like that, something like what you said. I believe that I'm afraid that having a lot of people with me is and them being demonstrative in some way is going to put something between me and the judge. Because when I go in there, I get a kick out of this. It's terrifying for me. I get horrible stage fright. Mm. And
you're a professional actor. I mean, you're you do stage work.
I do. I get stage fright up there too. My favorite parts about being in a play are exits and curtain calls. I like it when it's over and everybody's clapping. But I think it puts something between me and the judge. When I go in there, I like to make it personal, and I like to try and give my message to the judge, and then whatever he does to me, he does to me. But I'm trying to communicate with the judge, and I feel like having people there who are obviously with me, then I just get turned into, in the mind of the judge, I just get turned into, instead of an individual, I'm a part of this group. You know, in some ways, I think the reason that I like to go alone is sort of the same reason that I was driven to move up here for the Free State Project, because I'm kind of an individual. Does that make any sense to you, Ian?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I just don't know if it actually does help you.
Right.
I'm not real sure about that, because I've never really seen any instance where someone could really point to and say, yeah, because I didn't go with you guys, it worked out. I've never seen that happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, in theory, it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
I just never heard about it.
Yep.
Maybe it's because somebody just hasn't told me about it happening, but it didn't help you, did it?
Well, of course, I can't prove a counterfactual.
Right, because you don't know what it would have been like had we been there.
I can't.
But there was no video. You didn't bring your own video camera in. You did not record the encounter.
No, I did not. All I can say is that I got what I was expecting. I didn't get
worse.
You got
found guilty?
Yeah, I was found guilty.
What was the charge?
It was for driving my inspection sticker was out of date.
That's a fairly common pullover in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
They like to sit along the side of the road, and here in New Hampshire they have certain colors and numbers, so each year is a different color, and it has a big number on it based on the month that it's supposed to be renewed in, correct?
Correct.
So they'll sit on the side of the road, and they'll look for somebody with the wrong number or color, and they'll just pull you over.
Yeah, that's kind of a go-to jibe for me when I'm trying to put down the cops, is that they all need to get a real job instead of sitting around and looking at stickers all day.
Well, you knew you were going to lose.
Mm-hmm. I was expecting it. I didn't know it. I went in, and all I was going to do in court today was ask the judge one question to make him think about something if he hadn't already thought about it. And if I had people in the courtroom, other defendants, maybe it might be something for them to think about, too. And that thing was, that question that I wanted to ask the judge was simply, are you a paid employee of the plaintiff? Mm. Because the trial, the name of the trial, I guess, is the state
versus
Jonathan Ray. And the judge, my understanding, I thought this was the case, was the judge was a state employee. And
he is.
And that's what my judge told me. He told me that he was a state employee. When I asked him, this was at the end of the trial, I had already, I think he had already found me guilty. And I said, before I go, I'd like to ask you a question. And I asked him, are you employed by the plaintiff? He said, well, the plaintiff is the city of Dublin. So I'm giving away probably too many specifics about this whole thing. I'm not too comfortable with that.
Are you worried somebody's going to go look it up?
I'm worried about all manner of things, real and imagined.
All right.
So he said, well, it's the plaintiff is the city of Dublin. And I said, well, if the plaintiff is the city of Dublin, then why is the case called the state versus Jonathan Ray?
Good question.
And he said that that was just sort of a kind of a shorthand. It was an abbreviation. And I said, okay.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And but I did have people behind me, and I would like to think that maybe one or two of them, that got them to thinking. And I dare to hope that the judge might have thought, even if he may have thought about these ideas privately to himself, maybe having somebody else who was on the receiving end of his, quote, justice, having that person talking to him and communicating to him man-to-man, hey, do you see what's happening here? The judge and the prosecutor are all on the same team. Against,
conflict of interest.
Yeah, against me. And that's it. And I was...
What was the fine?
The fine was $62.
What are you going to do?
I paid it.
You did?
I did.
You're not going to go community service?
No, I... The... I was...
Isn't that just encouraging them, Johnny Ray, to keep doing what they do?
Could be. Could be. I didn't anticipate having any luck getting him to do that.
Getting community service?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can almost always get community service.
The last few times I've been in court and I've seen people ask for community service, the judge asked for an affidavit.
Really?
Yeah, the judge asked for an affidavit where you tell him what your assets and liabilities are. And I want to know part
ridiculous.
Of that. And the other people in the courtroom were all obviously destitute, and he was giving them $500, $600 tickets. So I just didn't think that he was going to have any sympathy for me. If I have a job and my ticket was only for $62, I just didn't think he was going to say yes.
That's interesting, because I recently got a speeding ticket where I was easily able to get community service. They didn't ask for any kind of financial affidavit.
Uh-huh.
Just have to ask for it. We're coming up here, and you never know what they'll
do. Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth. Ooh, I feel bad for that tissue.
I have a cold that took NyQuil, but I'm still stuffy.
So you're saying you have a cold, took NyQuil cold and flu liquid gels, but you're still stuffy. Should have taken Alka-Seltzer Plus night liquid gels. They fight your toughest cold symptoms, plus have a fast-acting decongestant to relieve your stuffy nose.
What?
Alka-Seltzer Plus night liquid gels relieve nasal congestion. That's what.
It's good to know. Oh, what a relief it is.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, now they just cover it. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.